You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hello and welcome. My name is Thomas Donva, also known as Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to introduce you to a feature called Block Sender that you can find within your mail app for iOS. Now, I will admit in recent years, some of the mail services that I use have done a great job. Definitely a huge improvement over in many years ago when we used to get tons of spams and unwanted emails, right? Things have gotten a lot better. You don't get as nearly as much as you used to, but there's still a few that kind of slides in and you find those in within your spam folder and et cetera. Sometimes they don't even make it to the spam folder, comes right into your inbox. I'm going to show you how to block a sender. Now, obviously, there are many different scenarios why you would want a block a sender. Perhaps it is a spam or an unwanted mail, or perhaps it is unwanted mail, but from somebody that you know that just persistently send you an email, and you just want those particular emails to go directly to the trash can. All right, let's just do that. I'm going to go to my mail app here. I have one particular mail that I would like to place on a block sender, and I will show you how to do that and why I'm doing it for this particular mail.
Mail, no unread emails. Double tap to open.
So I'm going to do that. One finger double tap to open up my mail app here.
Mail, search, search field. Double tap to edit.
Now let's go to the particular mail that I was talking about in question that I like to block. I'm going to go to the right here.
Dictate button. Double tap to start dictation. Double tap with two fingers when finished. Sam's Club. See what's up at your club. 10:03 a.m. this week.
All right, I'm going to pause that right there. Here is a great example, Sam's Club. Now, I was a Sam's Club member at one point, and I am no longer a Sam's Club member, and they still send me membership information and things like that just to try to lure you back in. What's weird about this is that most of the ones that I get and I want to get rid of typically have at the bottom of the email that you can unsubscribe or change the type of notification. However, this one does, but it's inaccessible. So I want to go to that site to change the notification. It's not accessible to us. So I'm not able to unsubscribe or change the notification. So this is a great example. Or sometimes you get spam that you just kind of be leery. You know what I mean? You don't want to kind of unsubscribe that, even though there is a button. Sometimes that's kind of a lure just to see if you really are reading these things, and they'll just sign you up for other things and send you those spammy kind of mail. Or just say you just got a person you just don't want to receive anymore. All right, now there's a number of ways to doing this. You could do one finger double tap and hold, and that will present a set of items on a menu. In my case, I'm just going to swipe down until I get to more. So we're on the email that we want to block. So I'll just swipe down until you get to more.
Archive. Mark is unread. Flag. More.
Double tap.
Sam's Club. This week's featured finds and low price.
Now we're going to swipe to the right until we get to block sender.
Close. Button. Reply. Reply all. Forward. Archive message. Remind me. Flag. Mark is unread. Move message. Trash message. Move to junk.
Now, before I get there, move to junk. Wouldn't that be the same thing? No, it's not. So what the difference is that if you send it to junk, that means that you will always get that email into your junk folder. So that means I still have to go through the junk folder and weed through it. Because every so often, I have to go through the junk mail because something gets into that folder that I want to keep. I don't want to keep seeing the Sam's email in that particular folder. I don't want it to go directly to the trash. So the block sender is more aggressive. So that's just going to send it directly to the trash.
Mute. Notify me. Block sender.
Once we get to the block sender, double tap.
Mailboxes. Back button.
Voila. Now it has been blocked. Go ahead and delete that message. And then from now on, if you get an email from, say, Sam's Club, it will be now in the trash. You will never be able to see it again. And that's the beautiful part. And that's exactly what I want. I don't want to see it again. However, if you feel that's like a mistake and I do want to unblock him, say you have blocked a person and you decided to reverse that, no problem. Let's head out of here and go to settings here.
Mail. Settings. Double tap to open.
Double tap on settings.
Settings, heading.
Now swipe to the right until you get to the mail.
Mail, button.
And double tap on this.
Allow mail to access, heading.
What we're looking for is the block section. And the easiest way to get to this is just set your rotor to headings, and we are going to go down until we find the compose heading.
Message list, heading. Messages, heading. Threading, heading. Composing, heading.
And then from here, go left. So we're going to swipe left.
Blocked, button.
Voila, there's your block. However, I do want to show something just to you, just for you to know. If you swipe left one more time here.
Blocked sender options. Move to trash, button.
By default, it's going to move to trash. Nonetheless, you now know you need to double check to make sure that is being sent to trash. If it's not, double tap there and find trash. Double tap that and then go back to this page and then go to the right to get to the block button.
Blocked button.
Double tap here.
Sam's Club at m.samsclub.com button. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Beautiful. So that is the first one on the list, and this allows you to see that it did indeed get blocked, and it is on this list. Now, if you at any time you feel like, wow, I don't want to block that person, I just want to unblock it, feel free to come in here, go to the particular email that you would like to unblock, and then swipe up.
Unblock.
And double tap, and that will give you the option to unblock that person or email in particular. Now, a word of note, and a kind of a weird thing how Apple decided to handle this, is that you're able to block in various apps other than mail. So you can block senders and texts, you can block phone numbers and et cetera like that. So remember, when you come in here, you may see a variety of different things that you have blocked in various Apple apps. Have no fear, that is the intended results. They decided to clump all of those into one area. How weird is that? Because if you go to the right here,
add new button,
you'll find the add new. Obviously, you can add new if you know the email, phone numbers, and et cetera in advance, and you want to go ahead and block that particular person or email, you can do that manually instead of doing automated. Now, if you go to the right one more time,
you will not receive phone calls, messages, email, or FaceTime from people on the block list.
So that just gives you a kind of a blanket statement that everything on here applies to all of the different segments that you are able to block on your iOS. So that is how to use the block sender feature within the mail app itself and why you would want to use it. And for myself, this is great. Very useful. I still get a few that little stragglers here and there that I just can't seem to undescribe, or I'm just not comfortable in clicking that little link. So this option is perfect for that situation. All right, well, that is going to do. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Nonamouse. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device. Visit www.applevis.com.